thank you everyone for joining us this evening. Really, if you haven't figured it out, what makes this technology work is the collaboration. It's the partnership with Certified Angus Beef, Angus Genetics Inc., and all of us working together with many of you as breeders that are submitting data and using the technology such that it can grow and improve upon itself. So on behalf of Zoetis, my first mission is to just say thank you to our customers and to our partners for allowing us to work with you to bring this technology to the industry. Paul, thank you as well for the title you chose tonight. I like the Hedging Your Bets title because it fits nicely with the HD50K technology on the seed stock side, and then how that ties into a companion product that is distributed by Certified Angus Beef on the commercial cow-calf side of the equation. So it's really a matter of two companion products that work together with one another. So before I start, I'd like to kind of get a little gauge of the audience on what proportion here of you all would consider yourself seed stock producers, Angus seed stock producers. Raise your hand. So we've got a good representation. What proportion would be commercial users of Angus genetics? And the rest are asleep, I think. So, Dan, I think you're about right. We're about 90-10, I would say, 80-20 commercial users of Angus genetics to seed stock producers. Now, how many of you on occasion play cards? Poker, for example. Many of you play cards? Kind of a lost art, Tom, in this day and age of computer and internet games. But what Tanya just talked to you about ties in pretty nice here with hedging your bets. Because as seed stock producers, if you think about it, every time you buy a bull, you're really placing a bet based on predicted genetics, and you're betting with your dollars that the true transmitted genetics that contribute to the way up of that calves, how good the daughters of that bull produced during their lifetime, really do perform as predicted. And really what the technology is trying to do, be it the HD50K technology or the GMAX technology, is to help you hedge your bets. So that just as in the game of cards, rather than maybe making a bet on a hand in your deck based on only pedigree and performance information, the HD50K technology allows you to maybe turn over another card or two. It enables you to effectively have the better part of a first calf crop's data feeding into the genetic evaluation conducted on a weekly basis at AGI, adding to the accuracy, adding to the reliability, adding to the progeny equivalence. And really what the technology does is it tries to sort out sampling. If you've never seen an HD50K chip, we can pass this around, you can take a look at it. This little chip is what contains the 50,000 markers. And really what it's trying to do is it's trying to sort out whether each seed stock tested animal received a good, average, or bad sample of genes from its parents, right? So every sire and every sperm produced by a sire is different. Every dam and every egg produced by the dam is different. We use the historic knowledge to assign marker effects, and then we flag those pieces of chromosome, and as they're inherited to animals, we can then take out some of that sampling error. So we enable you to turn over another card, if you will, when you're buying bulls so that you can place a little smarter bet. And that's really how it works. What I'd like to talk to you, though, about tonight is then using what we've learned working with seed stock Angus to take that to the commercial level to help us in this time when we really need to start figuring out how we're going to rebuild our cow herd. If you look back in history, we're now at over a 50-year low in the number of commercial cows we have. So we'd like to share with you some thoughts about how to use this technology to hedge your bets, to replenish the cow herd, to make the most productive cows possible, to turn this around so that we have an industry that's growing, so that we have feed yards that are fuller, so that we can maintain our packing capacity, and so that we can serve customers not only here, but internationally. And so, really, I'd like to tell you where I'm headed with this presentation right up front. It's really a matter of being as simple as kind of three different strategies. The first strategy is, hey, use registered and transferred Angus bulls based on their GEEPDs to produce the best calf crop possible and to produce the best pool of replacements possible. So you gotta use the right bulls. Larry Rowden, if it's through AI, synchronization and AI, great. If it's through natural service or a combination of the two, using the right bulls sets the stage to have the best calf crop possible and the best set or pool of replacement heifers possible. Next, we're going to talk a little bit about using GeneMax to select from within the pool those heifers that are going to hopefully make the best cows. And then finally, round it out by making sure that you select the best bulls, either the proven AI bulls or the natural surface cleanup bulls, using the technology to breed the heifers, first and foremost for ease of calving, but secondarily, in this day and age, for much, much more. So just to recap on the HD50K, seed stock producers are getting genomic-enhanced EPDs for most all of these traits now, including the new trait, heifer pregnancy. You'll notice the GeneMax logo, though, up here at the top. And this is where the two products tie together. When a seed stock producer tests Angus bulls and females, we report all the 50,000 genotypes to our partners at Angus Genetics, Inc., including the markers that are used for GeneMax to predict differences in gain and grade. And what that enables is parentage verification of the seed stock animal itself to make sure that the sire and the dam of record are right, but it also enables us to do multi-sire assignment of any GeneMax tested animals that are out of HD50K tested bull batteries. Does that make sense? So how many of you would run multi-sire bull batteries, multi-sire bull pastures? Most everybody, right? It's a risk thing, for one. And for other, it's a coverage thing, because you usually got to stock section large pastures or bigger, and you need more than one bull out there doing the job. And so with the GeneMax product, they're tied together, because if the bulls are tested, we can use these markers to then assign parentage information, specific sire information, to each tested GeneMax animal. So I'm going to back up just a bit here and kind of tie back into Dr. Linhart's presentation and Tanya's presentation, in that we know that to most efficiently produce the quantity of high-quality certified Angus beef product possible, we've got to be hitting on all cylinders with all of our available tools. And that, first and foremost, starts with a good, sound, solid animal health program. For my money, there's none better in the industry on all things marketing product than certified Angus beef. We also have nutrition and performance-enhancing technologies that enable us to feed the genetic potentials of our animals. And we also have now two genetic tools, genomic-enhanced EPDs as well as GeneMax on the genetic side. So it's very much a matter of managing both the genetics and all things non-genetic, health, nutrition, environment, etc., to really build product for the brand. And that takes me back to about 2011, when Dr. Cora, we were approached to build a product for certified Angus beef. We were asked to build a simple product that would enable selection of animals for superior gain and grade to help meet the growing demand for certified Angus beef. So that's where the product was given birth. And this product, different than HD50K, is pretty simple and straightforward. It includes individual predictions for marbling, individual predictions for feedlot gain, and then an index that combines those two things and weights them according to their economic contribution. And the GeneMax score then ranks animals from 1 to 99, higher being the better, for combined genetic merit, economically weighted for the combination of gain and grade. I'm going to, though, talk first with you this evening about a feature of GeneMax, particularly on the replacement heifer side, that I think is oftentimes underutilized. And that's what we've already alluded to, and that being the sire match feature, whereby if you're running multi-sire breeding pastures of HD50K tested bulls, and then you GeneMax test replacement heifer candidates, we can assign the specific sire that produced each specific replacement heifer. I'm going to try to show you how that might help you when it comes time to pick the replacement as well as decide what to breed the replacement to. So here's the first little quiz. Assume these two bulls, A and B, are two that were turned out in your multi-sire bull pasture battery. And you've got a set of replacement heifers out of these two bulls. Which of these two bulls would you rather keep daughters back from if you had the luxury of doing so? So study the EPDs. I've circled the maternal trait EPDs along with scroll circumference and docility. So just think a little bit about, all right, what do I want in my replacement heifers that, again, I'm going to have to live with for hopefully the next 6, 8, 10 years. And think back, if these bulls are HD50K tested and have genomic enhanced EPDs, the accuracy associated with these will be roughly equivalent to having somewhere between 15 and 20 daughters already in production with birth, weaning, and records contributing to the accuracy of their EPDs. Does anybody want to speculate? Which bull would you rather pick daughters out of?
Keep B, shoot A.
Keep B, shoot A. And I agree wholeheartedly. Pretty obvious, isn't it? Pretty obvious. Bull B would be expected to produce some daughters that cycle earlier, breed up better based on the heifer pregnancy EPD that Tanya talked about. Calve easier based on maternal calving ease, produce heavier calves based on milk, and hopefully your environment can support that, and be moderate and mature size. Pretty straightforward. So that's where we think the GeneMax product really comes in handy. So if you got differences among your bull battery, some that may be more carcass growth grade oriented, some that may be more maternal oriented, some that may be various combinations of the two, by virtue of knowing the sire that produced those replacements, it can guide you to which ones might be better candidates to make good cows. I think there's some other benefits, though, beyond that. And that is that knowledge of the sire helps you minimize inbreeding, be it through your AI or your natural service matings. And as we build these pedigrees and stack these pedigrees for combinations of traits, you know, it oftentimes gets to matter of animals being relatively closely bred. So if you know the sire of replacements, and as you keep some sequence sets of replacements, the majority of your cow herd, you can do a better job of buying bulls that aren't related, and you can do a better job of sorting up groups of cows to groups of sires so as to minimize inbreeding. Also helps you manage around genetic conditions. If you have sires in your bull battery that may or may not carry one or more of these, can manage around them by having knowledge of which sire produced which replacement. And then it also helps you hedge your bets relative to mating for improved performance. For example, you may have a set of daughters out of bulls that are particularly strong in all the maternal traits, but quite frankly need some help on gain and grade. And so then you can strategically mate those or sort them up to breeding pastures to help with that. So I hope the pedigree or the parent assignment, the sire assignment feature, makes sense and you can see the value in that. We had the privilege of working with our friends JBS Five Rivers, who tested several thousand head of heifers this last spring. And here's an example of how the sire assignment can come in pretty handy. Even though these heifers were bought or purchased without specific sire knowledge, with our partner's help at AGI, they were able to assign sires to a good number of these heifers. And that knowledge then really added value to those heifers. Even though these are brand name, extremely good Angus AI sires, no animal is necessarily created perfect, is it? Everybody's got its strengths as well as places where it could use some improvement. And by virtue of knowing the sire, we kind of know then a lot more about what things we might want to correct in the daughters of that sire. So that helps us inform the bull buying decision. It helps us just design and manage the genetic input side of our operations a little bit better. Now I've got the great privilege of citing some really cool work done by a member of our audience, Tom Brink, that summarizes some JPS Five Rivers data. The other features of GMAX are genetic predictions for gain and grade. And separate and apart from anything that we had done, Tom had summarized some data that included nearly 60,000 head of fed cattle that were divided into two groups, a high-growth, high-grade group, and a low-growth, low-grade group, and then summarized the dollar differences in those animals as they were fed and harvested and priced on a grid. As you can see, when you build cattle with greater gain potential, you're going to have them with heavier outweights, they're going to have higher gains, they're going to convert better, generally on average. These cattle graded quite a lot better, 73% choice in prime versus 40, and that adds up to real dollars. So again, we're talking about using the 50K genomic enhanced DPDs to pick the right bulls, then using the GeneMax product to assign sires, get knowledge of the replacement heifers, and build those replacements with gain and grade potential that then has economic payback in return. I'm not sure I did justice to all the details on that slide, Tom, but we're happy you're here, and we might have you answer some questions about it later. But I thought it really is a neat summary of how gain and grade really matter. In the event that you GMAX test animals, I wanted to give you a feel for what kind of information you're going to get back from the test. It's real simple to interpret the GMAX results in that we just assign scores based on percent rank. So just as EPDs rank animals, the GMAX scores rank animals from highest to lowest for marbling and from highest to lowest for gain. For the component traits, those are broken into five scores, 1 to 5, with higher numbers being better. Now for the combined GMAX score, GMX score, that's economically weighted, that's on a 100-point scale. So an animal that has a 75 GMX score would rank in the top 25% of our reference population. That includes right at 15,000 animals. For the combined genetic merit for gain and grade. So real simple. And as you look at what the results look like when you get them, if they have high component scores, they will have a higher GMX score. And then also here is where the most likely sire is reported. I'm also happy to report, Tanya, that different from the Obamacare Health website, the AGI AAA website works extremely good. And orders for GeneMax are executed on the website. Samples are submitted to AGI and logged in. And then once we then get the genotypes for AGI to apply the weightings to, the results and the sire assignments are also executed on the website. And it's got some really cool features in that you can download the results into a spreadsheet so you can manipulate them. You can sort them by sire reg number or GeneMax score results just to make it real easy and user-friendly. And if you test subsequent groups of cattle, you can query up multiple jobs of animals and combine them pretty easily. So you might ask, well, does this really work? We embarked with our partner CAB on an efficacy trial prior to the time this was launched to the market a couple of years ago. That included about 2,000 animals. We can go into that to whatever detail you like, but I'm just going to give you the bottom line tonight. And the bottom line was what we learned was a 50-score difference in GMAX score equates to $33 per head. So if you have a score 25 group of animals and you compare it to a score 75 group of animals, we'd expect there to be a $33 difference in value among those groups due to genetic differences in gain and grade that are described through the GeneMax product. Make sense? We also did some modeling then on the replacement heifer side, since that's what we're talking about tonight. I presume that if you're at a static herd size strategy, you're probably picking about 30% of your heifers. If you're picking about 30% of your heifers, We would estimate that in relation to higher retention rates or lower retention rates, you're going to be able to select heifers that have GMAT scores that are roughly equal to about 60. It depends on the group of heifers, and these are all in relative terms. But the pickier you are, the more selective you are, the higher the genetic merit of those heifers is going to be. The less picky you are, if you're just random, the lower the average GMAT score is going to be. But if you have the 30% retention rate, what we found is that there's about an $11 difference per progeny in gain and grade potential as you feed those cattle out and price them on a grid. So if each cow produces 6 progeny in her lifetime, those that are selected based on the GMAT score are going to bring you back $60 to $70. Again, we can go into some more of that efficacy data if you so desire. We also did just a little demonstration trial in a herd here in South Dakota. This particular producer had 300 head of heifers from which he was going to select 200 heifers. And we asked the producer to go ahead and select the heifers based on how you would normally do it, eyeball those that would look like they're going to make the best cows. And then we tested them all on GeneMax, and we compared then how many of the heifers he selected would have been selected differently had we had GeneMax information on board. So about 100 of the 200 heifers would have been the same, but if you had the GeneMax information available and you selected them, you would actually select about 100 or a little over 100 of the heifers differently. And I think it just speaks to the notion that you can't really see grade, and even the gain part when you have slight differences in age of animals is sometimes deceptive just to the eyeball of sizing them up and picking them based on visual only. So we view this as a tool to use in combination with all the other things. We don't for a second suggest that you shouldn't use the good cowboy common sense things to make sure the cattle are sound structurally, have the body type and size that fits your environment and are adaptable. But then this is another tool by virtue of assigning the sire. You can pick those that are out of sires that are stronger in the maternal traits, and you can pick those heifers then that are hopefully above the line relative to gain and grade potential to add value to the progeny of those throughout the lifetime of those retained heifers. So just in summary, we think it's neat technology and that you can use the high-density genomic-enhanced EPDs to buy the best bulls. The nice thing for commercial producers is it's your seed stock supplier that's making the investment in the technology, and you're the ones that are actually reaping the return on the investment in the technology. For selecting the best replacements, we think GeneMax is a pretty nifty tool to have in your back pocket to find those that are going to make the best replacements, and then subsequently to figure out which bulls to breed those replacement heifers to. An interesting side twist I really like is that if you test the better part of your heifer crop, that really informs you about gain and grade potential of their steer mates without even having to test them necessarily. And so for those sets of heifers that score real good, you can help use that information either to decide whether or not to retain ownership or help put some marketing legs under those cattle at time of sale. And that's another place where we really see this technology coming in. Be it knowledge of the bull battery through registered and transferred and tested bulls or the GeneMax results directly, we really see it interfacing at the point of commerce, at the point of price discovery, particularly at the time feeder cattle are traded. So that we can use that extra knowledge to better price those cattle and know what to do with them subsequent once they get to the feed yard and whoops are put onto the rail. And we're excited about working with the marketing side of Angus Source and Superior Livestock Auction, where we just sold some of the JBS 5 Rivers heifers, and GenomeExchange.com, the website that Dan manages to help highlight breeders and commercial users of the technology and their cattle. You know, with that, I'm just going to finish by saying that this product is available through our partners at Certified Angus Beef, CABpartners.com for more information. It's a $17 a head test. And we can sure fix folks up with collectors. It's a little blood spot on a card that enables the test. Thanks, Paul.